Good evening and welcome back to our weekly podcast. In times like ours, happiness is something we have to look very hard for. But how do we even go about finding happiness? Lori Santos is a psychology professor at Yale University who has made it her goal to educate people, mostly students, on how to incorporate certain aspects of well-being into their lives. Specifically for this, she has made a course available for everyone who wants to learn more about how to find happiness in their busy days. Selena is taking the course as we speak and will be able to tell more about her experiences. A first component to become aware of is your own strengths. Scientists discovered common 24 character strengths that make up what's best about our personality. Everyone possesses all 24 strengths in different degrees, so correspondingly each person has a unique profile. Now what you do is you select one of your highest strengths, one of your character strengths, that is core to who you are, is easy for you to use, and gives you a certain amount of energy. Then you consider a new way to express that strength every day, and you do that for at least a week. Now, Selena, how did you experience this particular exercise?
Okay, so I think the character strength test is like a really good introduction into the course, because these kinds of tests are always really fun anyways. But more than that, you can really learn something about yourself. Although I would say that I have a healthy amount of confidence already, I have to say that I was really surprised by the boost of self-worth that I got from this exercise. They also teach you that being able to use your top strength at your job will increase your happiness. And I was pretty happy to see that my top strength kind of coincide with the job I want to do. My first strength was fairness, and then honesty, humor, kindness, and appreciation of beauty and excellence. And I want to be a journalist. And tell me if I'm wrong or I'm just imagining things, but I see an ideal journalist as an honest person who writes to uncover injustices and writes for matters that need more attention. And I think you need some kind of appreciation for beauty and stuff to write nicely. So not only has this exercise shown me that I have these strengths, and those just happen to be things that I really appreciate in other people as well, it has also shown me that I'm already aiming in the right direction professionally. It has reinforced my motivation to get there and gotten me really excited for the future.
Now, the second step, or the second piece of happiness we want to tell you about, is gratitude. Now, gratitude is commonly referred to as a positive emotional state in which one recognizes and appreciates what one has received in life. This particular exercise has a letter of gratitude at the center. Now, you have to write to someone you care about who has made a big difference in your life, but whom you never probably thanked before. And at the end, you deliver that letter to the person in question. This one short visit of expressing gratitude can severely increase your subjective well-being for a long, long time. Just focus on those aspects and take a moment to be mindful of things you're writing about. For example, imagine the person or the thing you're writing about. Now, we go back to Selena.
So the gratitude visit was something that I really did not want to do because it kind of sounds cheesy and uncomfortable and stressful socially. But when it was the time to do it for me, I really thought I wasn't going to do it like until the last second. It was so worth it, though. I wrote to my dad, and we kind of have a difficult relationship. He's great. There's nothing wrong. But we are so similar that our personalities just clash a lot. So because of that, because it would be a little difficult, I thought that was a challenge. So I wanted to write that letter to him because I thought that could really strengthen our relationship. And when I wrote it, I was really just going for making him cry, because that seemed fun to me. So I was being super honest and heartfelt and way too emotional for it to be comfortable. And I was really nervous when I read it out loud. I remember my knees like started shaking, but I did succeed and I made both my parents cry. And my dad went on for days saying how much he loved that letter. He's still keeping it. He wants to frame it and hang it on a wall. So the emotional effect of that letter is supposed to last for months, and it has been a while now. It's been several months, I know that. And I still look back to that moment, and it still makes me really, really happy.
Our last part of possible exercises we want to show you is the so-called savoring. Savoring is described as the act of stepping outside of experiences to review and really appreciate them. Savoring intensifies and lengthens that positive emotion that comes with doing something you love. Some techniques that can enhance savoring are, for example, sharing the experience, thinking about how lucky you are, or just keeping a simple souvenir or a photo of that particular activity. It focuses you on that particular experience for even longer, and that can also help you prevent hedonic adaptation, which is basically that you're getting used to a certain amount of happiness you experience. And if you experience it again, it doesn't seem that impactful. What did you think of that one, Selena?
This one didn't do much for me personally. I had a really hard time finding things that I would want to savor, but I always also just forgot to. This has actually taught me a lesson, because I noticed that I'm kind of rushing through life at all times. Like whatever I do, I'm almost constantly multitasking. Literally, I wake up and my alarm is music, so I'm distracted by that. I listen to podcasts immediately after until I'm at breakfast, during which I just watch YouTube videos, and this just keeps going throughout the day. I never give myself a moment of silence, and I didn't see this as harmful before, but I think trying to savor more moments in my life and really be present is something I have to work harder at. And that is why that week of savoring was not really helpful for me. But I am now at a point in the course where you're supposed to practice one of the lessons that you learned for like 4 weeks or so. And I chose savoring, and now I'm actively trying to be more present and more in the moment. I only listen to a podcast after waking up every 2 days, so I am trying to make changes, and I'm frankly already noticing that, like, just trying to pay more attention is already making me more grateful, also just savoring the moments. Yeah.
We hope you wonderful people out there can at least incorporate some of these ideas for yourself, but unfortunately, this is it for this week already. Just a week, and we'll be back with a few more tips to save your week. Until then, stay safe and stay happy.